All right, folks. Fasten your seatbelts as we take a quick mystical dive into the ocean of Kabbalah.
You've got your wetsuit on. Let's go. Imagine you're in the cosmic kitchen and the recipe calls for a dash of action and a sprinkle of intention.
That's right. We're cooking up mitzvah with a side of kavanah. Rabbi's laying it out on the table. Doing a mitzvah, that's like chopping the veggies. It's the action, the deed, the crunch in the salad of existence. But wait, there's more. You've got your kavanah, the soul of the mitzvah. That's like the secret spice blend that elevates the whole dish to a divine level. Now picture the world as a four-layer cake. Each layer, from the dense dough at the bottom to the airy frosting on top, represents the different levels of creation. Everything is buzzing with divine energy, but it's playing a game of cosmic hide and seek with us. It's there, but it's hiding behind the curtain of reality. So when you do a mitzvah, you're grabbing those divine sparks hidden in the physical world, like plucking a star from the night sky. But when you infuse it with kavanah, with the right intention, it's like you're giving that star a chance to shine even brighter, to sing its harmonies in the celestial choir. And here's the kicker. Hashem's will, the ultimate DJ of this cosmic dance party, doesn't change tune. Whether you're grooving to the beat of the deed or you're lost in the rhythm of the soulful kavanah, it's all part of the same divine playlist. So my friends, next time you're about to do a good deed, remember, chop those veggies with care, but don't forget to season it with the soul. That's the Kabbalah quick thought for today. Keep stirring the pot of creation. Stay tuned for more spiritual snacks.